Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In terms of those teams losing guys to bigger schools, no question, because again, those bigger schools now aren't looking so much at those high school seniors. When I can go get a veteran guy that's at least played some Division I basketball, yes, at a lower level, but I can get him, and there's 1,300 or more in the portal.
That's why,
I mean, they have been picking and poaching these smaller schools.
Yeah.
All schools have lost guys, but those smaller ones have gotten poached here.
Yeah.
There's no question about
it. I just wonder, I don't know where everything stands with Dejan Giroux. I don't know if he plans on coming back. I mean, because he can.
I do feel like he's been there for 8 years.
He can come back because of COVID. Like, this year did not count. So he can come back.
They need him.
And so I'm assuming that he will not come back. I'm assuming it'll be Tremont Mark, Marcus Sasser, Edwards, and more. And, I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's going to look a lot like this Houston team. I mean, it's like the names change.
That
the
sucks.
Faces change. But they won't have Quentin Grimes. That's going to be the biggest difference. And Quentin Grimes bailed them out a lot of times. So they will not have that.
Mm-hmm.
But the toughness and the offensive rebounding and just the intensity that they play with, that won't go anywhere. So I still expect Houston probably to be picked, you know, as the preseason favorite in the AAC, although I don't think there will be a ton of separation between Memphis and Houston.
Well, there wasn't this year.
Right.
It was literally a one-possession game in both. Houston ends up going on being a Final Four team. Now, that's who you had become. But the key for Memphis at this point, in terms of where you stack up with Houston, maybe more than anything, it's about whether or not you're how equipped you are, right, to handle their style, which is pushing guys around. We saw what a difference maker having a DeAndre Williams is. He's 24 years old. He's just not going to be the guy, even if the guy's bigger, to get pushed around by a 20-year-old guy. And that helps you guys because that was literally Houston's way this year, was to push you around, dominate the glass, one of the best teams in the country in terms of offensive rebounding, put them right there, up there at the top.
Yep.
That was the pushing you around was their way to win. And then to John's point, you had Grimes on the outside as your pro out there knocking stuff down. You saw the end of the season, Sasser was doing it too. And I suspect those shots, you saw him. Sasser was good in the tournament.
Yep.
Like that. And he'll be capable of carrying them at times next year and being sort of that pro outside on the perimeter that can go with the sort of grit and grind they do inside to you to – for lack of a better phrase, one we're very familiar with. But I think Memphis, here's the bottom line. You're better equipped. Number one, you handled it pretty well last year. And listen, that was with a freshman center who was just kind of sort of getting his legs underneath him, right? And still at the end of the season, it was still that he's gone. You'll have some big bodies, guys like Earl Timberlake, who you've added now, that we hear, you know, tough around the rim, won't be pushed around so long as he's healthy. And as long as you got DeAndre Williams in there, I just don't see a Houston all of a sudden now they're this different team and they're punking you out.
Right.
Memphis showed last year, no, we're not going to let you do. That's part of the reason why the games were so close. And I think with what they've got right now on the roster, Memphis, you're equipped to do that again. So I'm not going to put you over the top of Houston right now. I think Houston deserves at this point to be the pick next year, you know, until otherwise said. But I do like the way Memphis stacks up. Lord knows they won't get pushed around by this team.
Absolutely. And look,
shouldn't be.
I mean, it's going to be Houston, Memphis, Wichita State will be heard from. I'm not sure what their situation looks like in terms of personnel yet. I haven't seen a lot, so I'm assuming, you know, they'll keep most of that. They're going to be relevant.
Yeah, that was a new look team under Marshall with most of those guys. So keep a lot of it.
So they'll be relevant. And then we'll see what Cincinnati does.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect Cincinnati to contend or anything next year with what they're losing. It'll take some time.
Depends on who they get. Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you went out and got a big name, maybe you got a chance to be a little bit faster.
Like if you
back.
Got Archie.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the name I'm thinking.
Anybody
about.
Else really? Don't you think is going to take some time?
I would agree with you.
If you, I mean, it's,
most of them.
Who were we talking to yesterday? Andy Cass. Andy Cass didn't really seem to believe that Archie would move for Cincinnati. Like, he didn't really sound convinced that Archie would do that. Yeah,
he made the point that he's got the ties in Ohio.
No, that's why we assume.
The reason we don't is because he can get paid $3 million right now just sitting out, and maybe you take the year off.
Exactly.
But I didn't get that impression from him, John, that was beneath him.
Yeah.
I got the impression that if he decides I'm going to coach, that, hey, maybe that's somewhere you want to look at, especially with your former Dayton, Ohio ties.
The names that Justin Williams, who covers the program, the names that he has mentioned are Dennis Gates, who coaches at Cleveland State. They just made the tournament, right, as the I think they were a 15 seed.
Horizon League. Yeah.
They played Houston, I want to say, in the first round there. Dana Ford, who's the coach at Missouri State. The Toledo coach, West Virginia assistant Eric Martin, Archie Miller, Darren Savino, who's the UCLA associate head coach. And then, you know, Justin says, you know, he thinks it'll either be Archie Miller or Gates, who of course is the Cleveland State coach. So, and you're there in Ohio, and look, I think that
come on down, Archie Miller.
I don't know anything about Dennis Gates. I'll be honest, that would be a little bit of a opportunity, right? Of a flyer that you're taking on him because you're going from Cleveland State to Cincinnati. But if it's not going to be Archie Miller, you know, at least get a guy. Kind of what Memphis did with Katrina Merriweather, right? I mean, it's a big jump up from Wright State to Memphis, but she had some success in the tournament, upset Arkansas. That matters, clearly, you know. So I would just
I don't know enough about him.
Yeah, he turned around, you know, Cleveland State, right, and got into the NCAA tournament. That's kind of the incentive there, the draw there. Anyway, Houston's making moves. You knew they would. Kyler Edwards, the transfer from Texas Tech, double figure score. He is now coming over to
Taze Moore.
Taze Moore. Exactly. South Haven High. I don't remember him.
I remember reading his name. It's not like we've had him on or anything.
Yeah.
And he ended up at CSU, right? At Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all Big West. So anyway, right. There you go. All right, we will come back. Mark Gino is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, about Memphis football. The Southern Heritage Classic, lots more to come. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
All right, code word is JUMP for the 1 o'clock hour. Text the word JUMP, J-U-M-P, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with Jason and John. You have about 54 more minutes to text it in here at 72881. Again, the word is JUMP, and we'll remind you that word here in just a couple of minutes on 92.9.
This is Memphis's sports station, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Spring is here, and 901 Facility Services is here to take care of all of your commercial, industrial, and facility maintenance needs. Rather than supporting an in-house staff and dealing with different contractors, call 901 Facility Services or go to 901fs.com.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie. I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Whether you're a gymnast like me or you live that yoga lifestyle, you know flexibility and joint health are key. That's why Smoothie King created a new Stretch and Flex smoothie and tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Odyssey knows that having baseball back is just better. A full season of games to look forward to? Better. And using BetQL's proven data and analytics to cash in those baseball bets more consistently? So much better. BetQL looks at every potential bet from every game to find you the most profitable opportunities. It's time to make baseball betting better. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BETTER for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BETTER at BetQL.com. BetQL, an Odyssey company.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I done ran up a whole lot, yeah. I don't want to just talk, yeah. Going up a whole nother notch, yeah. Can't be stuck in one slot, yeah. Level O's, Rolls Royce truck in the ghetto. Elves on the wheel, wave hello, yeah. Probably mad, ain't ditto. La, 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 I'm not Carmelo. Word to the op, they gon' drop, better lay low. Ha, ha, nah, I'm just paying, they can come out. Running up the money, I ain't never trying to run out, yeah. Police get behind me, I'ma burn out. Smash, how you get it before it even come out? Cash, how you make a million a drop? Bad, track how geeked up fast. My mama don't like it, she ain't got no swag. I'm stay with my mama.
The Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They've changed some lives. They have changed some lives here in the city of Memphis and the Mid-South. How do they do that? If you've been paying attention to the news, you know that we are living in an unprecedented real estate market. Houses are flying off the market. That's good if you're a seller, right? Great if you're a seller. A lot tougher if you're on the buying side. And the great thing about the Live Love Memphis team is that they're here to help you no matter what side of it you are on. All you have to do to get involved is email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them up like I did 2 years ago. That number, write it down, 410-8818. Give you a little more time to get that pen and pencil because you need this number. 410-8818, simply the best team in town.
when it comes to getting your home sold. And if you'd like, they'll get you in your dream home as well. April Darnell, that whole team that Jennifer Carstensen's got, they're fantastic at what they do. And I tell you this, they're going to keep it simple. I had never sold a home before, bought one, never sold one. Didn't know the first thing about it. In fact, had quite a few fears when it came to, okay, what do I stand to get? How much can I get? What do I need to fix? They made it simple. Said Jennifer said, Jason, fix this, this, this. We're going to sell it for this, this. That's exactly what happened. Took them 6 days. You're going to make a lot more than I did in this market. Probably be a lot quicker than 6 days, too. Call them up, 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Welcome to the Jason and John Show, hour number three. Or, as we like to say, the trending topic. That's what Jason and John is, the trending topic, lest anybody ever forget. And we appreciate that. We certainly always do.
Appreciate you guys listening.
The trending topic tonight is the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies have a big game, a potential preview, a possible preview of sorts in the play-in game against the Dallas Mavericks. The Grizzlies are 2.5-point underdogs here in Memphis at home. Look, I mean, you got to redeem yourself because the last time you were on national television, like this type of national television, not the NBA TV junk, but the real national television, you were you had your ass handed to you by the Pelicans.
For some reason, those dudes still own us, John.
I would not want – I'm serious. I would not want to be in a win-or-go-home situation against the Pelicans.
No matter how well you're playing or how poorly they're playing.
Yeah, like I do not want to.
Whenever you play them with Ja Morant and Zion Williamson in this new era, you lose.
Like the Pelicans
has not beat them yet.
Totally limp into the ten spot, and maybe they find a way to win a game or whatever. I would not want to be in a situation where it's win or die against the Pelicans because I feel like we've seen that movie too many times.
Something we didn't touch on earlier about this play-in race and sort of where Dallas is and things. You mentioned it, that calling this perhaps a potential preview is the way to go because, again, when you look at Portland and where they're sitting at now, they're only, a game and a half it is above the Dallas Mavericks. And, John, they've got the much – if you look at it, rest of the season, Dallas has the easiest strength of schedule. All right?
Yep.
So – you consider that, consider this. Portland's got the third toughest. So the idea that this could happen, we all want the Grizzlies to win pole within a half game, and, yeah, if it's Dallas and Memphis, okay, we'd love it in the 7-8 or whatever. But with what Portland's still got ahead of it, third toughest schedule rest of the way, and keep in mind, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, that's only 18 games left. Compared to what Dallas has got, again, 19 for them, it's the easiest in the league at a 446 winning percentage for what's left on their roster. It's very possible that you could see that and Portland be the team that comes down. I guess we could also make the argument that, hey, Jason, if Portland's coming down and Dallas is struggling, we could beat them tonight. Why can't we move up? And that's certainly something you can consider. That said, you're running out of games here. But the point is, we've been talking so much about, hey, maybe you're going to Dallas for a 7-8. Good chance you could be going to Portland for that first one with what's left, with them having the third toughest schedule the rest of the way and Dallas having the easiest.
Yeah.
I thought that was worth bringing up because of what's left for Portland. Memphis, just if you're interested, 21st in terms of schedule rank right now, in terms of hard, easy, you're ranked 21st. So, you know, we've looked at this 7-game road trip that's coming up for Memphis. A lot of tough teams on there. Denver at one point, you know, did have Jamal Murray when you're looking at that. You know, not nearly as tough as what Portland's going to face. So the idea that Portland could come down, especially with the way they've been defending of late, set aside that Boston game last night hadn't been too good. I could see Portland sliding back down.
Yeah, I mean, look, and again, we talked about that a little bit beforehand. The team I would rather see is Dallas.
Correct.
If I had my choice, like I would rather see Dallas in that situation than Portland because Portland's got grown-ass men, you know? Portland's got grown-ass men. They got Dame Lillard, who was the most clutch player. They showed that stat last night. If the game is if the game is within 5 points or fewer in the final 2 minutes of games, Dame Lillard is the leading scorer in the NBA. He averages 5 points a game in those situations.
That's why I don't want to see him.
Because you have
But now, defensively, they're much worse than Dallas.
They're
you realize that.
But that was
5 point difference in terms of
allowed. That was the case, you know, last season too.
No,
right?
The better matchup. My whole thing's Dame. You just don't want him
in
the big moments, especially like a loser go. You know, in this case, loser would go on play the 9-10. But this is you're down to a 1-game scenario. You don't want to see Dame Lillard in those situations. I like the point that Scalabrine made. Mm-hmm. Let them keep whining their way, if it ends up being Dallas, whining their way into that position and go against a team that's, you know, I don't want to say happy to be in that spot, but hungry. And to the more to the point, not whining. I like the sort of mind. If that's going to be what Dallas is thinking, sure, go right ahead. I like the mindset that you would have of the Grizzlies. And John, hopefully, let's be real, and it's not happening tonight. But by that time, man, Jaren Jackson's had a few games under his belt, and he can actually give you something and help you in those games against Dallas, right? Because, again, yes, it's going to be a transition working him in, but that's a boost. That's an absolute huge addition to your roster and what you could do with Dallas if you can get him, you know, in a play-in scenario, if you can get him in and him have some games under his belt where he's feeling good and confident. Yep. And sort of back and rolling in the rotation.
No, look, it's perilous, man. It really is, because, like, there's only – I mean, I feel like Dallas is like that Goldilocks zone, man, where that's the one team I feel pretty good about. Look, I like the Grizzlies tonight. I like the Grizzlies plus 2.5. You know, I don't know what it is about this Dallas matchup that I like, but I just think Jonas Valanciunas takes advantage of Porzingis there. He's on a roll. I think, like you said, Ja steps up to these moments.
Yes.
They need it from him, really. But I think this is a game the Grizzlies win. I do. I think if it was a scenario where it was a 7-8 matchup and the Grizzlies had Jaren Jackson Jr., I think the Grizzlies would win that. That's kind of where I'm at.
We're both the same. We want to avoid Dame if we can, though there's a good – with their schedule, they could be the
one
sliding.
I want to avoid Dame, and I want to avoid the Pelicans. If I can do that, then I feel pretty good. But knowing the Grizzlies' luck, that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be Portland in that seventh spot, and it's going to be the Pelicans waiting on you.
You know, when you get Jaren out there, you're going to be like a deer that's just getting his legs back, and it's so eager to walk, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Think of like Bambi, you know what I'm saying? That wants to get out there so bad, it's hard to get the legs on him. Just it's been so long for him, and I know he's been dying to get back out there. I hope he doesn't try to do too much too early.
Yes.
Because the fact is, you need good Jaren right off the bat with everything. And it's when we say, what's at stake? Like, your future, you don't have to worry about that. But let's be real. There's great value in terms of making this play-in, the possibility of making the playoffs. Be great value for a team that's clearly ahead of schedule. Hopefully for Jaren, again, it's not so much the excitement, all that will be there, right? You can, that wears off early, and mm-hmm. he can, like we said, get back and be productive for you and be a big factor in whatever whoever it's going to be in the play-in, whether it's Dallas, whether it's Portland, or whoever.
We got a little preview tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. Catch that
game
right here at 92.9 FM ESPN. You can't stay up for 8:30, man. What time are you getting to bed these days?
I stay up for Ja Morant on national television, but let's be real. Mm-hmm. It's 8:30. That game ain't going to be in until, a little bit after 11? That's a little bit late for your boy these
days. That's pretty late. I mean,
I'm 8:30 tip.
But you're talking to a man who stayed up
now,
for the West Coast game last night on TNT.
Oh. Yeah, but how often are you doing that?
Very rarely, but it started. What time
especially
did that game
with
start?
With child now in tow.
Yeah, is she keeping you up, John?
So is that changing where you're getting a little bit more regular sleep from her?
What I try to do is usually she goes down for the first round at about 8 o'clock at night.
And how long does the first round last?
About 4 hours. So I power through that is what usually happens.
Ah.
Yeah, I just can't program myself to go to bed at 8 o'clock. I don't know about y'all. I have a hard time doing that because my whole life as an adult, I've been used to going to bed at 11:30 midnight, you know?
Well, you're going to figure out where you can get in them little naps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little naps can help you, too. Don't necessarily make you old if you take in a little nap every once in a while.
I mostly sleep.
And get those in.
From 12 to, I guess, 12:30 whenever she's done feeding, to about 4:30. Get up for a second, then go back to bed. You know, so I'm getting 7 hours.
Are you
on
doing
and
the
off.
Middle of the night change, John? Sounds like you're doing the change
no, so,
in the middle of the night.
So we don't take shifts, really, because, Sam is off until July, And so because, I actually have to be alert and say somewhat coherent things, she's basically said, I'll handle the middle of the night,
That's nice.
Man, you got a soldier.
Yeah, she
don't
is.
Take a woman there. Granted.
And she is a soldier. There's no doubt. She's killing it right now. And I look forward to a day where she can actually, leave the house for a couple hours. She did it the other day, but more consistently, and it not be a national emergency, where she feels comfortable really doing that, because I know right now her identity is all about that damn baby, which I understand.
John,
that's the way it should be.
And while we're on this subject, Jason and I, you said this publicly, so I'm
yes.
not telling secrets here, but your mother-in-law lives with you now.
Yep.
How's that going?
Life-saving.
That's good.
It allows us to decompress during the day, throughout the day, where if Sam needs an hour to take a nap or whatever the case may be. You know, grandma takes the baby happily. Same thing for me. If I get home and I got to get on a call or I got to do this, that, the other, if I got to get on with Giannotto and Jeffrey, she takes the baby, no problem. So it is.
So she's not like that commercial with the in-law. Isn't it the commercial with the in-law? Yeah. The aunt comes in and they're like, nice house if you can keep it clean.
No.
You know? She's not like checking the dust above the above the doors and rubbing her finger.
I like your mother-in-law.
Oh, you got a great mother-in-law.
She's holding me accountable for some things, right? Like there is some accountability.
Like,
John,
we
got to
get this backyard taken care of. Any of that? Okay.
That's exactly what she said.
But you realize definitely worth it, Reverend.
Yeah.
That's good.
She's just cracking that whip a little bit, and that's okay. You know, but it's not like she's not overstepping.
Mm. Good.
And that's what you worry about with mother-in-laws, right?
Yes.
That's what we worry about for you.
That was our concern.
Yes. No, she is cool as a fan, which is
I met her. She is cool as a fan.
Which is perfect. All right, we will come back. Mark Giannotto will join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, the Grizzlies game tonight. Lots to get to with him. He's up next. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7. Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. Mark Giannato's first concert was Pearl Jam. He's a sports columnist now at the Commercial Appeal, host of Giannato and Jeffrey every day from 2 to 4, and he joins us now. That's a great first concert, Mark, I'll be honest.
Pearl Jam was not my first concert. Wow. I'm not sure where you got that from.
I did assume that.
I've seen Pearl Jam in concert. I saw them probably like 6-7 years ago in Charlottesville. Maybe a little longer than that now at this point. But my first concert, John, I actually had a great first concert. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and for whatever reason, the Foo Fighters were opening for them on the tour.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was the Foo Fighters.
That's amazing.
Going on tour for their second album. The Foo Fighters opened for the Chili Peppers. That's the first concert I went to middle school.
For Americana, right, that is an unbelievable
That's
set.
Fleeing them.
It reminds me a little bit of I went to see Kanye when he put out Yeezus. He was doing a tour for Yeezus. It was in Nashville at Bridgestone. His opener, was a guy you might know, Kendrick Lamar.
May trump his, John.
That was when.
If that's what you're trying to do.
And I'll be totally honest, I don't remember a whole lot after the Kendrick Lamar concert, after the Kendrick Lamar open. It's all fuzzy after that. But anyway, that's a different conversation for a different day. Great opportunity tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. Is this a preview of the 7-8 game, Mark Giannato?
I think it is. I've said on our show a couple times, I believe where the Grizzlies are right now at number 8 is where they're going to end up when the season ends. I think they're going to maintain this position, partly because after they get through this upcoming road trip, if you look at the last few weeks of the season, it's games that are either against bad teams or games against teams they're directly competing against for, you know, one of these play-in spots. And so I think they're going to, you know, ultimately, and then you add in the fact that, you know, a lot of these teams they're competing with just, you know, they haven't been as consistent as Memphis all year. Like, we've had a big enough sample size to where we should feel pretty good about what we're going to get on a week-to-week basis, I guess I would say. Maybe not a game-to-game basis, but a week-to-week basis from the Grizzlies. I think they've shown it over enough time now what type of team they are, and I think that's going to be good enough to maintain this 8 position in the end. But tonight, you know, tonight feels like you're right. Like, it feels like one of those, you know, there's 20 games to go. It feels like one of those games that could, you know, flip the momentum in a way. I don't know if that really, you know, ultimately games and playoff positions are decided on the court, but there is an emotional aspect to it. And if the Grizzlies can get a win tonight and you're only a half game back of Dallas at that point with whatever, I think it'll be 20 games to go, 19 games to go, something like that. And it'd feel really good. I think it'd be something that you could really, with these young players, they're playing in big games. Ultimately, you know, this group, if we look at like games that were really high stakes that this team's played in so far, the play-in game last year against Portland was one. There was like a Portland game, I want to say, like towards the end of right before the shutdown happened, that at home that they won. And that felt like a big game because Portland was, you know, right behind them then too. Like, ultimately they haven't played a lot of games like this where it actually feels, you know, NBA games, a lot of times they don't feel impactful from a standings perspective. And this is a game on the schedule that actually feels impactful from a standings perspective. It just feels like if they're going to do it, this is the type of game they're going to need to win if they're going to be the seventh seed.
Mark, where are you at on play-in long-term for Grizzlies? Right, Mark Cuban, and you know, in the little bit of whining he did yesterday, talked about it should be 20 teams and all this other stuff. Do you like the play-in in terms of future? You know, whenever we get back to whatever normal is should play-in be a part of normal in the NBA? And would we feel the same if the, you know, at that point the Grizzlies are the, you know, seven or at seven or six or whatever it is? You like
so
it?
I found what Mark Cuban said. Like, it kind of, like you said, it's whiny. It's like looking back in retrospect, you know, looking back in hindsight when you voted for it to be this way. Mm-hmm. And it's great. You know, everyone can be a Monday morning quarterback. We are. But ultimately, that's what he's doing there. I actually found what Luka said to be a much more compelling argument.
The two games?
In that, yeah, like, I think it should be more like, I think they should keep the play-in scenario. Because I do like the fact that more teams in both conferences feel like they're in the mix for the playoffs. You know, like
makes
I think
games
that's good
more
for
important.
The league.
Get to your point.
Yeah,
right. Every game.
I think it's
yeah.
good for the league. But I think you want to. They got lucky this year that Dallas has been kind of up and more up and down than a year ago. Because I think it would have been unfair last year for the 7-seed Dallas, who was like 8 games ahead of everyone else below them.
I see what you're saying.
To have to compete for the play-in spot.
Yeah.
So to me, I think moving forward, if they're going to keep the play-in scenario, and I do think they should, it should just be for that final spot. However you end up working out the scenario,
mm-hmm.
it should be for the final spot. And it should be if you're within a certain amount of games. So like, if up to 4 teams are within 4 games away from the 8th spot,
yeah.
then you have a mini play-in tournament to decide the 8th spot. But I would do it more like they did in the bubble, where you had to be within a certain amount of games,
yeah.
and it's just for the last
I
spot.
I like that better.
Rather than, because I think you got lucky this year that you're going to probably avoid a situation. Like, it'll feel like whoever gets the 7th seed should be grouped with those 7, 8, 9, and 10 teams, but you could very easily, just as easily next year, have a scenario like last year where a team's like 9 games ahead of these, or even 5, 6 games ahead
of the
8th place team,
yep.
and you're making them play for
point.
A play-in, it devalues the regular season too much.
Yeah.
And so that's how I would go. I would go with I would go back to what they had in the bubble, but not go back to what it was, where it's just 8-8.
I like it.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto, sports columnist over at The Commercial Appeal. Joins us every single Wednesday here on the show. Catch him on G&J from 2 until 4. Look, this is not a question about Memphis basketball so much, but it's related. Houston has added Josh Carlton, a transfer from UConn.
Mm-hmm.
They have added Kyler Edwards as of today, who averaged 10 points plus for Texas Tech last season. And then they also added Taze Moore, who's from the Memphis area in South Haven, who was all Big West last season. Do you expect Houston and those guys to slide right in? And Houston is basically sort of the same, some maybe worse, a little worse off version of what they were last year. Do you anticipate a big drop off? What do you sort of foresee as the future for Houston basketball in the AAC?
Oh, I think they're going to be pretty good, because I think – what you're not also accounting for, that guy who hit the half-court shot against Memphis,
yeah.
Tremont Mark,
yep.
He's the guy who they think is going to be the, you know, Quentin Grimes replacement in terms of being, like, the future face of their program, for instance. I think we're overlooking that there's – I think there were guys that weren't playing that much on that team or weren't playing as much on that team who in elevated roles within Kelvin Sampson's system – are going to, you know, become more recognizable names moving forward. I think the key with Houston always is because of the way they play, you know, the way they rebound the ball, like as long as like Kelvin Sampson's still coaching the team, until they're knocked off, they have to be the favorite because that doesn't – I'm at the point with them, I feel pretty confident that Kelvin Sampson knows the type of player he needs to recruit, and so he's always going to put a good product on the floor. I think we're at that point with this Houston program, and so I am at that point. If I think the transfers they've added seem like good fits. I mean, Josh Carlton, You know, he played at UConn. I mean, he's also from DeMatha. He went to DeMatha. He's from North Carolina, but he went to the same high school as Earl Timberlake. But and then Taz Moore. I mean, he was a nice player. Cal State Bakersfield feels a lot like the Davion Warren edition. You know, and so we'll see how he adjusts to another level. But and who was the third person, John?
Taze Moore. The
kid out South Haven. Case
Moore, yeah, he's the South Haven kid.
Yeah, he averaged like 12 a game last season. I was like, who knows how much of that will. But he's a senior. He's well put together. He looks like just another sort of piece in a cog in that Houston system.
But,
you know,
I think the key is if from a Memphis perspective, I think you can count on Houston being a quad one win. The question is, who else in the league are you going to be able to count on being a quad one win? That, to me, is the bigger question with the AAC. If we're looking at the AAC as a whole, is, you know, like, is Wichita State's in the mix? You know, for instance, they might get that Mikey Saunders guy from Cincinnati. This rule change of the no, you know, that the AAC made yesterday, in which they're going to allow intra-conference transfers without sitting out.
Yep.
Without having to sit out, that could result in Cincinnati's best young player apparently Wichita State might be the favorite to land him. So that could be a big move. You know, that could be something beneficial to Wichita State because they do, and they lost some, they lose some guys from this team, but they also return a few too. So that's good news. But like, who else in the league do you feel confident is going to be a quad one win? That's the big question with the AAC, and it's a big question facing Memphis as it moves forward and puts together, you know, whatever it is, however this roster ends up, these last couple spots, whether it's the Lawsons or someone else, if that ends up not, you know, not going the way it seems to be going right now, at least. That to me is the big question looming over all this, because it feels like the way the league is setting up right now with Cincinnati down. You don't know what you're going to get from SMU. USF is, you know, Brian Gregory looks like he's going to be gone after this year, basically. Like the league just doesn't, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of hope outside of like Houston, Memphis, and Wichita State right now. Like I don't sense a lot of fan bases that feel a lot of reason for hope within the AAC, and that's a problem for Memphis, frankly, because it means you're going to have to load up your non-conference, and it means you can't afford that many bad losses, and you're going to have more opportunities or less opportunities for good wins. It's a bad scenario for Memphis basketball. So that's how I would look at it. Like Houston's going to be what it's going to be. And ultimately, you're going to have to beat them to win the AAC. But I think the bigger, more pressing concern for Memphis as it moves forward is, you know, what's the schedule going to look like because of the fact that we're not going to get that many great – we can't count on that many great wins within our conference.
That Temple program, too, it's capable of much more.
Yeah.
That's one we don't even talk about anymore because I think we've all written them off. Yeah. But if they got the right guy in there, that's one that – you know, with Fran, it used to be a good win.
It did.
You know, it just was with Fran.
They used to be hard to beat.
Oh, man. Yes, they were. But the point, to Mark's point, you could look at that as, okay, that's going to be a quality game for us on our schedule. Mm-hmm. Mark, you had a great column with Fred Jones about Southern Heritage Classic and how big this could be potentially for Memphis. You've pointed out that they've missed two out of the last three for COVID and for weather. My question to you, and there's a lot of layers to it, but I just what you're sort of expecting right now, do you think full Liberty Bowl or closely full Liberty Bowl by September 11th for the Southern Heritage Classic? And then a week later, Mark, it would be Mississippi State and Memphis coming in here. You think by that time we'll be able to fill the thing up or be close to it?
I hope so. Or if we're not, I hope it's not because of Shelby County health directive.
It should be
if it's not going to be because it should be because whether it's the schools make the decision not to have it full.
I got you.
Or Or the government, you know, like ultimately our elected officials, or if there's a law enacted that says, you know, at that point moment in time. Like, to me, I hope so, because it feels like everyone who's going to have the chance to get the vaccine will have had the opportunity by September to get the vaccine at this point. And, you know, I don't really necessarily have a problem with even with saying you have to be vaccinated to go in. I can understand both sides of that argument, but ultimately I probably fall on, you know, ultimately whatever they think is best to get things back to normal, I'll do. So if it means you have to have a show proof of vaccination even, or a negative test to get into places, so be it, is in my opinion. But I can understand why others feel that's like an affront on their liberties. I see that side of it. Like, I don't think it's an unreasonable point of view, is what I'm saying. And so, but ultimately, I hope we're at a point by September where, you know, if people want to go somewhere, they can go somewhere. I hope we're at that point. I think with how the vaccination process is going, I know there was the hiccup this week with the Johnson & Johnson thing, but, you know, ultimately it was just a hiccup. And we're doing the best of any country in the world at vaccinating people right now. Probably the best in the history of the world at vaccinating people right now. And I think the sense I get from talking to people is the more people that are vaccinated within the community, you know, the easier it will be for all of these officials who have to make these decisions to make decisions that are more favorable towards a full stadium, or at least fuller stadiums. And arenas. I think that's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And hopefully it continues on this trend. And I think, look, again, 5 months ago, nobody had gotten a shot. And so it's easy to imagine a world 5 months from now where we are basically, as a society, totally moved on from COVID. Mark, appreciate the time,
appreciate
as always.
Your flexibility, man. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Yep.
See you soon.
He is Mark Giannotto. Joins us every single Wednesday here on the show. They were talking about, also I heard this driving home the other day, they were talking about whether or not the Southern Heritage Classic will be nationally televised. It will not be nationally televised simply because, like, SEC and Big 12 and those games are going to take precedence. But it'll be available on ESPN+, which I don't know if it would have been available on ESPN, you know what I'm saying, in a non- Eddie
I mean,
George
Jackson State,
and
aren't they on? I saw them on the other day. Aren't they getting some love from ESPN?
Yeah, because it's spring.
It's going to be in some form of
inventory.
Yeah, I realize that.
That helps. I mean, it was smart because they get more eyeballs because they're playing the spring.
Uh-huh. You'll catch that on, I guess, the Plus or whatever else. And I want to say BET's going to have its regular version of that thing.
Oh, BET carries it?
I mean, typically, those Battle of the Bands and stuff, I know they've, some of these classics before when it's historically black, BET's carrying it as well. So you won't just be able to own ESPN. But I expect an ESPN presence, though, because they've been all over this Deion thing. Just probably be on the Plus.
Yeah, that's where I expect it. And maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. Maybe they'll throw that thing up on, on ESPN2.
Well, they wouldn't be there because it's a sellout. They'd be there because it's Eddie George and Deion Sanders.
Exactly. I don't know what their commitments are conference-wise. Right. You have contracts to worry about. That's the only thing with
they can probably find somewhere to put that thing on. They got ESPN News. They got the deal. Yeah. You know, but I feel what you're saying.
I mean,
it'll
look,
be on somewhere.
Realistically
nationally.
Speaking, it's going to be one of the most intriguing coaching matchups in college football all year long. Let's be honest. I mean, who jumps out to you? I mean, that's one of the probably top.
I mean, we're selling it as that. I keep.
Well, I mean, it's Eddie George and Deion Sanders.
This idea that Eddie's just going. I'm sorry. I mean, I have a hard time dismissing the fact that the guy hasn't coached before. Like, that is just is one of my or run a program. And I realize he can call Jeff Fisher and get some advice and go get. Is Hugh Jackson even going? Is that done?
I don't know.
Maybe you even get Hugh Jackson, former NFL head coach, and then, you know, coordinator, all that stuff, running backs coach at one point. But it's more to it than that.
Yeah.
And it's living rooms and phone calls all day long. We'll see. You know.
Well, Hugh Jackson was not terrible as with the Raiders. I remember him. I mean, they were.
If you can get him is the point. It's one thing to call him up, but to get Hugh Jackson to grind with you, John, they are used to. Let's be real, man. They're used to training rooms, all the coaches' facilities, right? Hugh, Eddie, George. I mean, it ain't like that where they're going. And I know they realize that, but how willing are you to grind in that?
No, I agree.
Right, for years and years to build a program that's going to that it's going to take, because this ain't the NFL. You're bringing the NFL in the names and your resume.
It's a great point.
But it ain't nothing like where you've been. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It fizzles out fast.
Those facilities are not at a Power 5 or even a Memphis standard.
They're just not even close.
It's not close.
They're like Memphis in 2003.
Yeah, you know? And Deion had sort of been prepping, and he was looking for jobs. You know, right? I mean, at one point his name's involved before. But the point was he'd been prepping for this. Seemed like a guy who was ready for the grind or whatever's going to come with it.
Right.
And we still got to see if he's in it for the long haul or not.
Right.
Like I said, yesterday, I hope for the players and those programs that it's not just a quick, hey, Eddie George coming, right, in the NFL. It's not just a quick headline and story, that you're actually in it for the long haul. That's what I'm hoping.
Yep.
They say they are, and I got no reason to doubt it. Just want to see it happen for those kids.
All right, we will come back, wrap it up here on a Wednesday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's sports place. Available everywhere for free on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN on Comcast Xfinity TVs through Odyssey. Regionally on Blowtorch 680 AM. And we're the only station in Memphis with Rewind. Yeah, you can rewind 92.9 through Odyssey. A legacy of sports. Tigers, SEC, and the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a Margaritas near you. Margaritas has all your favorite Mexican dishes, including tacos, burritos, chalupas, fajitas, nachos, chimichangas, and so much more. And don't forget to wash your meal down with their namesake margaritas and drink specials. Margaritas has locations in West Memphis, downtown, Cordova, Millington, Oakland, Atoka, and Covington. So wherever you are, stop into Margaritas and enjoy a good time with great food. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blue Note Juke Joint, if you're looking for a drink, I certainly recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. Look, you're going to be able to tailgate this weekend here in Memphis. You might as well enjoy your drink. I recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. It is smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can't miss it. It's the bottle with the blue label. It looks fantastic. It tastes fantastic. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can go. Recipes available online at BlueNoteBourbon.com. It's made here in Memphis. It's crafted here in Memphis. It's aged in Memphis. Everything you could absolutely ever hope for a Memphis drink, it's happening right here in Memphis with Blue Note Juke Joint. It's only $29.99. You cannot beat that. Available wherever your favorite liquors are sold. So what are you waiting for? Pick yourself up a bottle. A Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Good news. Top Gun Memphis has ammo in stock, 9mm and 40 caliber. And we also have a massive selection of firearms that we just got in. If you've got that stimulus check and you're ready to buy an amazing new firearm to protect yourself and your family, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. Are you ready to get your permit to carry? Sign up at TopGunMemphis.com. Come out and eat barbecue at Ferguson's Barbecue and enjoy shooting on the largest indoor gun range in the Mid-South. Top Gun Memphis. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. The LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. We're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in April. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
At a high level since 1952. They're the best in Memphis. They're an institution. It's lunchtime. Why would you not get over Topps Barbecue? It's the best barbecue in Memphis. It's the best burger in Memphis. We grew up on Topps Barbecue. Blessed to be able to do that. A privilege when you have a Topps Barbecue right around the corner. 16 different locations all throughout Memphis. Dining rooms have been back open since last month. Get on over to Topps Barbecue for lunch.
Growing up in Midtown, it was Les Smith, my father, hitting the Union Avenue location of Topps and bringing home those fantastic burgers. We love the barbecue as well. But bringing home those fantastic burgers, I'll never forget it because it is the best burger in town. Remember, that burger comes from Charlie's Meat Market, too. We ain't talking about no frozen patty stuff delivered 5-6 times a week, so it's fresh and you can taste it. They have not changed any recipes since 1952. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, it's all made the same way. That's why it's so good. Why would you change a good thing? Why would you change the best thing? You wouldn't. You can do online ordering at Topps Barbecue. I'm about to say www. It's been a long time since we've done that.
What's the key word, Jason?
ToppsBarbecue.com. World Wide Web, was that not?
Yeah.
Man.
Keyword, barbecue.
Keyword, barbecue.
That's what they used to do back in the day.
It's always the best. 16 locations.
I was going to ask, do I need a CD to get on the internet?
With a dial-up.
They used to give you that AOL CD.
That's the last time I said WWW's when we were dialing up. So I apologize for that. It's ToppsBarbecue.com. Newest location in Bartlett, 6745 Stage Road, 16 all over town, including that Union location. It's Topps Barbecue. See the smoke, taste the flavor.
Do you think in 2028 I'm going to be Googling on www.google.com?
I knew you did.
Dwayne Johnson, president. 2028 now, not 2024. We got movie contract commitments.
I appreciate what you're trying to do there. I think The Rock's brainwashing us into getting our vote here a few years from now, yes. And he's doing it with this show. It's called Young Rock, and you are not watching. And
I'm not.
I'm glad you provided that little bit of segue, because I wanted to ask you the question on the air.
Yes.
How are you hating on The Rock show?
I'm not hating on it.
Yes, you are. By not watching it, you're not hating it. By saying I know the whole story, but you don't. I mean, you didn't see his mom with all the rest and the promote. You knew about the mom and the promoter she was back wherever they're from.
Now, I don't think I knew all those.
Oh, all
details.
Right. That's what I'm telling you. There's no way you know his
career arc.
But forget the story, the Rock story. You know most of his career arc. This is clear. It's all about him running for president, picking a running mate. Did you realize that? That's happening on there.
That's
and
the
all
show.
He's doing is literally getting us ready for it. Like, he's starting it right now. It's genius is what it is.
Wow.
For a guy that plans probably to do this later on in life. It's genius to be doing this right now, and you do it with a show that's got, you know, some laughs. It's got a ton of wrestling. You got guys playing Macho Man in it, you know, all that fun stuff. But all he's doing is getting us ready for a run right now and getting our vote early. That's what he's trying to do. Genius of The Rock.
I like it.
Much more productive than beating on Ballers.
I do think he is going to and please don't get that jab in about Ballers. It was a good show for a season or two. It just was.
Mm. You thought you were going to end this thing on a jab on WWW.
Fell off. But it was a good show for two seasons. I do think we're going to look up one day and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is going to be running for president.
We will feel like we've been here before, yes. Because of this show is my point.
And Jason will have told you that it was all set up by Young Rock. The foundation was...
Hey, that ain't no stretch, brother.
I think there's some...
That is literally what's happening.
I've seen some stories about it, so it could very well be true. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us. Thanks, of course, to Brian Scalabrini. Thanks to Ryan Silverfield. And thanks to Mark Giannato. They're up next. Don't miss it. Jason, we're gone.
WMFS Memphis, free anywhere on the audio. Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Kane Brown, Blessed and Free Tour. Saturday, October 23rd, FedEx Forum.
But I got one thing right.
You. Special guests, Jordan Davis and Restless Road.
Heaven could be better than you.
See the meteoric rise of Kane Brown live.
What if I was made for you?
Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at KaneBrownMusic.com. Presented by AEG Presents.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually served world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about